You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is plasma? It's often called the fourth state of matter, along with solids, liquids, and gases. When energy passes through a gas, energy, such as heat or a strong electric current, it makes the gas highly charged, energetic, what scientists call plasma. Another term that's used when the gas is energized is that it's ionized, I-O-N, ionized. What's happening with this ionized gas, plasma, is that it's becoming electrically charged. The energy from heat or electricity causes the atoms of gas to gain or lose electrons. Electrons are the part of an atom with a negative charge. If the energy that passes through the gas is so strong that it causes the addition or removal of electrons, it means that the charge of the gas also changes. Plasma, ionized gas, is highly charged, positive or negative, because of the gain or loss of electrons due to the applied energy. The fluorescent lights you have in your house or at work, they use plasma. Electricity passes through the gas in the tube, ionizing it and creating light. Plasma is pretty common out in nature. Every time you see lightning during a thunderstorm, that's plasma. The energy comes from static electricity, and lightning is a discharge of static electricity. Temperatures can be in the range of 50 to 60,000 degrees Fahrenheit. This is hot enough to ionize the air and produce the plasma. Our own planet Earth also produces plasma and sends it out into space. When charged particles from the sun, called solar wind, reach the Earth's polar regions, they react with the planet's magnetic field and ionize the gas in our upper atmosphere. This plasma, called polar wind, with a P this time, then flows out into space. The primary producers of plasma are stars, like our own sun. In fact, stars are plasma. They're made of plasma. You can try some fun visual plasma activities at home with your family. You'll need to get a plasma sphere, like those you can purchase at a toy store or department store. The center has an electrode which sends electricity through the gas that's in the sphere. This electrical energy charges, ionizes the gas. You'll see brightly colored streamers of the plasma gas go towards the glass sides. And if you touch the glass, the plasma streams will be attracted towards your hand. The streamers don't stay still. Observe them. You'll notice that they move and twist because they're warm. They warm the gas around them, and the warmer gas rises and carries the streamers. Well, we've just learned a little bit about plasma. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.